Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 5, 1 through 5. O Lord, how are my foes increased? Against me many rise. How many say in vain for help, he on his God relies. 1 through 5 of Psalter 5. Scripture reading for this morning hour can be found in the third Psalm, Psalm 3. And but first we will read the holy law of God according to Exodus 20. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. And thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 3. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. But thou, Lord, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God of heaven and of earth, it behooves us so to come in the dust before thee in this beautiful morning hour, wherein we are spared, our lives, each one of us, extended again another day, another week, that we are given in this life. We know not the issue. We know not what this day itself may bring forth. And Lord, then we try to lay before thee in this morning in a special way those who have been involved in a great catastrophe. Lord, thou knowest the many, many people in the week that is gone by who have been cast into an awful morning. For the nature does speak of the judgments of the Lord upon all of our sins. Lord, look upon those that mourn the losses of their loved ones, and remember all that are in distress yet, for thou knowest all the needs in that place. O Lord, supply thou from above, and wilt thou cause the cry yet to go to the true and to the living God. Wilt thou supply in all the needs that there are, also in the many fears for the reactor, O Lord, wilt thou prevent a meltdown, and wilt thou spare in thy mercy the lives and the health of so many people. O our life that is hanging between life and death every moment, so that there is but one step, and our sins, they do testify against us. O Lord, help in thy mercy, and wilt thou look upon us as nations in this world, O that thy judgments, that they may bring us again, O Lord, and that they may bring us to thy footstool, and that men may be given to acknowledge thee, and that thou art our creator and provider, and it is thee before whom we soon will have to stand in that great judgment. O that thou may give us also, who are far away, but, Lord, thou knowest all our hearts too. O that thou may grant that these callings may also be sanctified to us and to our children, because we can so easy go on day by day, and everything pass us by. We do still call our lands after our own names, and we have read in thy holy word, thy holy law, that we are to have no gods before thee. But thou knowest our gods. O, thou knowest the idols before which we bow day by day, that we have set up in our hearts. O, the covetousness that lies within, after all the things of the time and of the sense, which we can see all around us are lasting but a moment, and it is all flying away. Oh, then we stand at the end of our little journey before the Most High Judge,
and then to enter into our long home. O Lord, give us then eyes to see, give us ears to hear, give us hearts to understand, and that thy word may have a place within our hearts this day. O send forth thy spirit and make it as sharp as an arrow, as a two-edged sword to pierce our hearts in this morning hour. Oh, that we could not leave this place anymore, as that we have come in, and we could not go on in our life anymore as we have to this moment. But that our hearts may be drawn unto thee, the true and the living God, and that our sin may become our greatest burden in this hour. Oh, and thou wilt give life, Lord, in our soul. Then our eyes shall begin not to be looking after all the vain things, but then our eyes shall begin to weep tears of sorrow and grief. Oh, that thou may give it in the heart of each and every one, young and old, and cause our hearts to flee all vanity, and to seek after that substance which thou dost show to us in thy holy word, and that we may consider when thou wilt give it also in this morning hour. Remember each and every one of thy own children. Oh, it is for that church that thy institution is given, and that thy word that does go forth over the length and breadth of the world, and that all the institutions, thy day and thy house and the offices within the church are given for the sake of thy own people. Lord, thou knowest where that they are. It is a church that is visible in its outward manifestation, but it is an invisible church. Oh, we do not know. Lord, then there is so much hypocrisy in our hearts. And then there are also there is also that work that seeks so often to be hidden from the eyes of a man. Oh, to go away with the blessing as that woman. But thou didst call her back again, that she had to tell everything after she had received a blessing from the hem of thy garment. O Lord, thou knowest where they are hiding, also in the midst of us, young or old. Could it please thee in this morning to grant them a blessing out of heaven? O that thou may show them in this morning that thou knowest where that they are. And thou knowest the condition of all their heart and of all their life. And that thou may grant them a little instruction and comfort along that journey that can be so difficult. Lord, remember them and feed thy people. And wilt thou supply for all the afflicted and the sick and all those that have special needs in our midst. Remember the old aged, also those that are in the nursing home. And wilt thou supply for all those that climb in their years and that come close, closer and closer with many fears to that time that they have to lay this life down. Lord, there is no man that can lay it down of himself, but thy dear son. Oh, he did bow his head, and he gave up the ghost. Oh, that thou may then remember all those that have need. Supply for all the afflicted and those that suffer from serious diseases. Look also upon the children, and especially those that have special needs of the body. Thou knowest the sufferings by times also of the little ones. Lord, wilt thou uphold and strengthen also the parents in these difficult ways. And may thou supply for all together in all the needs and the cares of this life. Oh, may this day be a day that we may receive a little rest. We have also read it from thy holy law. Lord, a day wherein thou didst rest from all thy labors. Oh, give us now, oh, to put aside everything that can encumber in the midst of this world so many troubles and cares. But Lord, that thou may put it all aside for a moment now. And when we are before thy holy word, and when it is our souls that need to be instructed, oh, that thou may give us then a little liberty, give us then a little freedom, give us then a little love, oh, give us a little earnestness in our heart, that we may be able to rightly bring thy word and to divide thy truth. And that thou may give us also a hearing ear. And that may be for the first time or by renewal. Lord, come in our midst. Oh, what a difference that shall make in this morning hour. When we are gathered all alone. Or if we may be gathered here this morning with thee. Oh, come then with thy spirit. And show our youth also and our children. And that thou art yet the living God, and do draw their hearts to forsake the world and every former friend. Remember us, forgive our many sins. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter number 189, stanzas 1 through 4. Make haste, O God, to save, to help me, Lord, make haste. Ashamed, confounded they shall be, who would my life lay waste. We do make the following announcements. Mr. Ben Van Hagenbos has joined himself to our congregation by doing confession of faith before the consistory. Henrietta Van Hagenbos, Neve and Manon has come over to our congregation with certificate of membership from the NRC of Picture Butte. We announce to the congregation that a male members meeting will be held on Thursday evening, March 17th at 7:30 p.m. for the purpose of electing a deacon. The consistory has set the following duo: Mr. David Arnoldusen and Mr. Garrett Van Hagenbos. Psalter 189, 1 through 4.
Congregation, the words of our text can be found in the psalm that was read to you this morning, the Psalm 3, and thereof the second verse. Psalm 3, verse 2, many. There be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. So far the words of our text. Our theme that is talkers. First, the number of these talkers. And second, the talk of these talkers. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. Talkers, the number and the talk of these talkers. We see congregation written above this psalm, a psalm of David, and when he fled from Absalom, his son. Thus we have the context. And that context that is, of course, of great aid to us in the interpretation of that psalm. It is for David a day of great trouble. It is an unimaginable trouble. And when we would have to flee as David had to flee from his own son. How many parents do not mourn for their children, over their children? Children who have gone wayward, children that are disobedient. And so that us also was with David. David would spare his son for everything, but his son would have put a dagger through the heart of his father. Or is it so also with you sometimes, young people, that you say, if only that I did not have such a father, that I did not have such a mother, and that a child does not see, that a child does not understand what goes on in the heart of his parents? How many children have not wished their parents dead, that they may receive the inheritance? So that was also with Absalom. He wanted to receive the inheritance. But what does our text say? It says, many there be. And that is also what we read here in the first verse. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. So it was not only Absalom. No, Absalom also had a following. Every king, every ruler, every leader will have their enemies. And so it will also be with every true, with every faithful child of the Lord. But David here exclaims in surprise how many that those enemies were. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. So they are increased. They are many more, he says, than they were before. And they are many more than what he had perhaps ever expected them to be. There is a sudden increase for him in those enemies. He had thought that he had the heart of the people. But all of a sudden, then it is evident that he has so many enemies in his midst. So very suddenly the people, they have forsaken David. There are some that translated actually, how great and how many. They were principal men that have forsaken David and that have taken the side of Absalom, who was a children. Oh, that was a man who was a counselor of David, Ahithophel, and a very wise counselor, we read, a counselor, and that counseled, and his counsel was as if it were the oracles, we read, of God. Thus, there were great men that have taken the side of Absalom, and not only great men, but there was also a very great multitude of people that have taken that side. 600 men, we read, they have fled with David. But Absalom, he is able to gather about him, we read, 12,000 men to go against his father. And what is now the reason? And what is the reason that David, he is dethroned? What is the reason that David is forsaken by all of those children of Israel? Or his son? His son, he has received so much of the goodness of his father. And to the children of Israel, King David, he has been such a great blessing. The Lord, under his hand, has delivered them from all of their enemies that are round about them. Oh, how David could have expected from that people a much better treatment. But congregation, how fickle and how changeable is man. Why did all this come upon David? No, it was not because he had sinned against this people. It was not because that people could come to David and say to David, you have done such and such against us. You are such and such a king. No, in that sense, it was so completely undeserved. And yet, what is now going on in the heart and in the mind of David when he has to flee from his own son? And when Shimei cast dust, and when Shimei cursed him, oh, David knew why he had to flee. No, he did not have to flee in the first place because of his son. He did not have to flee in the first place because of this people. They were but instruments. David knew that he had to flee in the first place because of the Lord. And therefore, when Shimei curses, he says, let him curse, because the Lord has bidden him to curse. It may be that the Lord may requite me good for that cursing of Shimei this day, or it is my own fault. All of this, that is a punishment upon me from the Lord. It was a chastisement. So the Lord had said it. The sword shall not depart from thy house. How bitter is sin. Oh, how bitter is sin. And that bitterness is going to be felt. It is going to be felt by all of us. There is not a single one of us that is not going to feel something of that bitterness of sin sooner or later. Be sure that your sin that will find you out. Undutiful children, they are a great grief. But what is the heaviest for David? That is not his son. All that is himself, when it is his own fault. And it will find us out, and we will feel the bitterness. If we do not feel it in this life, may we. Because when the Lord will come in our life, then we will feel the bitterness of sin. But With that bitterness, there is also sweetness. There is also sweetness because there is at the same time a drawing unto the Lord. And that sweetness, oh, that is sufficient to uphold that people in all that bitterness of sin. But congregation, when that sweetness is not there, then what? And that is now how it is in the world. That is how it shall be for each of us when we shall begin to experience the bitterness of sin in this world and then in eternity. Then there will be no sweetness at all. But then we shall experience sin and its consequences in all of its full evil. And yet, though David sinned so bitterly, still he has a place to go. What do we read here? Lord, he says, Lord. Jehovah, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me, but how shall that be? If when the whole world would rise against us, that we still would have no place to go. In all this, David is a picture. He is a picture of whom, children? Who do you think? He is a picture of the Lord Jesus. David must suffer. But in David's suffering, we see a picture of the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. Has he sinned too? Does the Lord Jesus also then need to be chastised? No. No, but Isaiah writes, the chastisement of our peace, it was upon him. Thus he took upon him the sin of all of his church. And he did bear for that church the bitter consequences of sin. For David, it was but a chastisement. But why? It was only a chastisement because the curse of that sin of David that would be carried away by the Son of God. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. The Lord Jesus always had enemies. Even as David always had enemies. But there was a time for David that those enemies, they quickly increased. So that is also for the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a time that came and that the enemies of the Lord Jesus rapidly increased, that they rapidly multiplied, that they became great, that they became many. The Pharisees, the scribes, the principal men of the church, Judas, his own familiar friend. There came a time even, they did not become his enemies, no, but his beloved disciples, who they should have stood by him every moment, that even those disciples, they forsook him and fled. And the common people, oh, so suddenly the common people, the Jews, they turned against the Lord Jesus Christ. One day they ate bread out of his hand. He multiplied that bread for them when they were hungry. One day they cried, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And the next day they are crying, crucify him. Oh, the fickleness of the mob, the changeableness of the people. The Lord Jesus was not ignorant of this. You read of the Lord Jesus and that all of the people, They are flocking after him, that many of them believed in him when they saw the miracles that he did. But we read that the Lord Jesus did not commit himself unto them. Why? Because he knew all men. And he needed not that any should testify of man, that is, of the Son of Man, because he knew what was in man. Young people, do not look for the honor of men. It is worthless. It is worthless. It changes in one moment. Do not seek to go just the way of the masses in this world. You say, everybody does it this way. Everyone thinks this way. Everyone believes this way. It can change just like the direction of the wind can change. There is nothing stable about it. Oh, there came a time that David, as it were, in his life, he stood all alone. So that was also with the Lord Jesus. There was hardly a person anymore that would dare to speak in a positive way about the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, surely he came unto his own, but his own received him not. And what did they say of him? And that is our second thought. And the talk of these talkers, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Oh, how that they do hurt David. Then his heart that is pierced by the mockery of this people. David knew he did not deserve the help of the Lord when he had to flee from his own son. He knew why. It was the Lord's judgment. And do you think that David did not have all kinds of talkers within his own heart? And then especially in these moments, do you think that the devil was quiet? Now he has the whole nation against him. Many are they that rise up against me. And now those very oppressors, do you know what they say? Do you know what they say to David, of David? They say, David, God is against you too. God is against you too. What a frightful temptation in the life of this child of the Lord, who would not fall under it. Because man, he is tied to all the circumstances as evidences of the favor and the disfavor of the Lord in this world. And indeed, from all the appearances, indeed it looks as if the Lord is against David. Not only so, but David says it would be right. It would be right if the Lord came against me. No help for you in God, David. No, he will not help you. He cannot help you. And now we're going to see. No, everyone is going to see what your case actually is. Oh, what an explanation of the circumstances does the enemy give concerning David. Look, why do you have to flee? Why do you have to suffer trial, tribulation? Because God has deserted you. Because he has left you. Because your case, that is hopeless. No help in God. No salvation. No preservation for David. You are rooted out of his favor. Oh, what a piercing mockery. What an awful temptation. And what cutting words. You say the man had trouble enough, but that trouble is deepened. It is deepened by a temptation. deepened by a temptation to despair. To despair of God's mercy, just as Saul, go to a witch, forsake it all, just as Judas, hang yourself. Because the enemy says your case is desperate, and that it is impossible for you to come out of your circumstances. Earth is against you, hell is against you, and even heaven is against you. No help in God. And if there is no help in God, where is there help? No, then there is no help. And when the enemy thinks that God has left David, then the boldness of the enemy that increases. Or that enemy is a coward. And then Shimei may curse. Not only so, but it could easily have come also from among the ranks even of David. And that some of them even have desponded, though that they have stayed with him. Or it is most likely that some of them also were a temptation to David to despair because of fear, because they cannot see their way out. There are not so many Jonathans that are able to say in such circumstances there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. And when the men with Gideon did see the Midianites as grasshoppers in the valley, then 22,000 of them have fear in their heart and have forsaken him. O many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Many. And this reproach, congregation, that was cast against the Lord Jesus Christ himself, that holy, that just, that obedient servant of his Father. What were now the very promises that the Father has given to His Son concerning that work of redemption that was, that the Father would uphold the Lord Jesus in that work? Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. Oh, what was it that was promised to the Lord Jesus Christ by his own Father? Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. The Lord Jesus was divine, but the Lord Jesus was also human. He was just as human as you and I are. And the Lord Jesus was subject to the trials. The Lord Jesus was subject to the assaults and to the temptations out of hell. The devil came to him when he was in the wilderness. And do you know what he said to him? He said to him, "If thou be the Son of God." He was also a man. All of the circumstances that were about him in his suffering, oh, they were just like you and I. Oh, then he also, had to suffer pain and hunger and weariness and on consequences of sin. If thou be the Son of God. And then to take that word of God and to twist it and say, God will help you. If you cast yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple, then on the other side, that is always the way it is, young people. Satan, he comes from every side. Also one of that many who says to him, there is no help for you in God. The enemy rejoiced when the Lord Jesus was on the cross. In the midst of his suffering, what was it that the enemy did cast in the teeth of the Lord Jesus Christ? He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he be the Son of God. And all the outward appearances, when the Lord Jesus hung upon that cross, it seemed indeed like God had forsaken him. What happened to all the assertions that the Lord Jesus said that he was the Son of God? If he be the Son of God, let him come down from the cross. And then we will believe him. What happened to all his miracles? Those miracles by which he claimed the power of divinity, by which he claimed himself to be God's son. And the enemy, he saved others. Himself he cannot save. And then in the midst of that reproach, to experience the hiding of the face of his Father. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? What then happened? What then happened to all the promises of his Father? And now, congregation, hell lets loose upon the Son of Man. No help for him in God. Oh, who can fathom how that the Lord Jesus Christ has borne the griefs and carried the sorrows of his church all alone, forsaken by the earth, hell, heaven itself. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. But God has laid on him the iniquity of us all, then not only upon the cross, but then he had to come in the grave. And when he comes in the grave, you can understand that, children. When the Lord Jesus is laying in the grave, how did that enemy, then he says, all that we have said is right. See? See? Because now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. There is no help for him in God. Let us sing. Psalter 47. 1, 4, 7, and 10. My God, I cry to thee. Oh, why hast thou forsaken me? Far from me thou dost not heed, though day and night for help I plead. 1, 4, 7, and 10 of Psalter 47. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. What does that mean? Selah. That is actually a word that is used to draw attention to what is said before it. Probably there was something in the music, some kind of a pause. Thus, there is something that is of special importance that the psalmist calls the reader to stop to consider. Shall we stop a moment? Shall we consider a moment? What is now the way? What is now the way that the Lord is leading His church? What is now the way that the Lord has sanctified for His own church? It is not strange that there are many talkers. It is not strange that there are many mockers in the life and in the heart of that people. That is the way of the saints of old. That is the way of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And so it is going to be to the end of time. The Lord Jesus said, if they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they have hated me, they shall hate you also. Congregation, what is now more dreadful than to be forsaken of the Lord? There is no help for him in God. What is now more dreadful than to be left by him? And that he would take never again notice of us. What is the desire that is living in the heart of that church from the moment of regeneration? That is his favor. That is his communion. Then they cannot be separated from him. And even the lawful pleasures that are in this world, they are no pleasures to that people if they have not the communion of the Lord. And all of the troubles of this world, they are also not troubles to that people if they may have the Lord's presence. There is no help for him in God. That is one of the most awful temptations in the life of God's church. And that enemy, those enemies are many. Legions of devils, the whole world, and a multitude of sins in their own breasts. And sometimes all those enemies, they are speaking all at the same time. So that the people with David have to say, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many there be that rise up against me, especially in a time of outward trouble. When indeed it seems like everything and everyone is against them. And then at the same time, the Lord is so silent that they have to experience the hiding of his face. Then there are so many talkers. Many there be that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Selah. Selah. It comes not back once. It comes back over and over and over again. And then the boldness of that enemy that is increasing. when they think indeed that their people are rejected of the Lord. Merciless, merciless is man and the enemy of that church concerning the true people of the Lord. And when the Lord is coming with his judgments upon his own people. But the Lord looked upon the Edomites and he rebuked them and he said, you should not have looked on the trouble of my people in that day that they were cast out. Thus the Lord saw it. So it was also in the life of Job. That was in the day of his great trouble. It was in the day that he had to experience the afflicting hand of the Lord. And then what did his friend say? His friend said, there is no help for you in God. Then they made conclusions. And they made conclusions about Job. Because of his outward circumstances, what did they say? Is not thy wickedness great? And thine iniquities infinite? For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. And thou hast not given water to the weary to drink, and thou hast withholden bread from the hungry. But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwelt in it. And thou hast sent widows away empty, and the arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore snares are round about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee, or darkness that thou canst not see, and abundance of waters cover thee. Therefore, Job. But congregation, that which is seen in a man's life, that is not necessarily testimony of the favor and the disfavor of the Lord. Asaph was envious at the wicked when he saw their prosperity. But then the Lord showed to him that that was not a blessed people. Oh, how was that for Hezekiah? Did not Hezekiah have to contend also with the mockery of those enemies? Have any of the nations that are all about thee delivered themselves from the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Heva, Iva? Were they able to deliver themselves out of mine hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that were able to deliver their countries out of mine hand? And shall the Lord deliver you out of my hand? Many are they that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. And not only in outward trouble, but inward trouble. That the people are tempted to believe they are completely forsaken. Why? Cannot find evidences anymore. Where is the fear of the Lord in my heart? Where is now the love of the Lord in my heart? Oh, how long has it been since the Lord has now come over for you? How long has it been since the Lord has spoken a single word? Look at sin. Look at sin. And how that's a sin that has dominion in your life. Has dominion in your life. It is all of yourself. That was the beginning. You have to uphold it. And you will have to end it. You might as well indulge in sinful pleasures. Might as well go the way of the world. Might as well not read anymore and pray anymore and come to church anymore. Or the temptation to incline the people to an utter despair as if that there is no help, no help for him in God. And that people, they can feel so alone. So alone, like there is no one in the whole world who has ever experienced that same thing. But do you know what Peter says? He says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as if some strange thing happened unto you." But he said, rejoice, rejoice. Why? Inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Inasmuch as you are walking a way that has been sanctified by the head of his church. And when his glory shall be revealed, you will rejoice with an exceeding great joy. Oh, David, in his reproach, he did not cast evil words upon his enemies. No, he did not go there. Where did he go? He went upon his knees. He went upon his knees, even with all his sin, when he knew it was his own fault. And there upon his knees, he may pour out his soul to God. May you ever do that too. All the circumstances, they seem to be against him. And it seems like he is brought to his last extremity. And yet he went. With all his sin, with all his needs, with all his desires, and with all his troubles before that throne of grace. What a privilege. What a privilege. When all men do forsake, what do we read? When father and mother forsake me, then the Lord, he will take me up. Have you also, congregation, that place to go? When every man in this world would now turn against us. Today they may be friends. Tomorrow they may be your enemies. We do not know that for one moment, for one day. Do you know what the Lord is, boys and girls? Unchangeable. Unchangeable. Do you know what David says in all his trouble? He says, Lord. He says, Jehovah, Jehovah, many there be that rise up against me. But the Lord, he may afflict David, but the Lord will not rise up against David. No, because when the Lord has spoken for David, then the Lord is not able to forsake David anymore. David was a Ziklag, even his friends. Even his friends. Do you know what they wanted? They wanted to stone him. To stone him. And now the blessed privilege that David may have. What was the privilege? That David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. That is now also what we read here. Many there be, which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Selah. Can there be a more blessed people? Can there be a happier people? Even amidst all the troubles of this world. The Lord Jesus, he goes before the people in that way. Why? No help for him in God, that there may be for that people help in God. Amen. Lord of heaven and of earth, thou knowest the hearts of each and every one of us. And when there are indeed those in our midst as thy servant, and when all the mockers do say, impossible, it is ill with you. Oh, give them this day a little courage. Oh, give them a courage to go on their knees when they come to their homes, that they may beseech thee for help, and that they may experience the blessedness of the suffering of thy only begotten Son, and taking away that curse and that separation. Be with us further. Bring us safely to our places. Forgive our many sins and bring us with desire together again in this afternoon hour. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 236, stanzas 3 and 4, how great thy love appears, and that bade death's gloomy fears no more dismay. O God, to anger slow, save me from every foe, thy loving kindness show, and thy truth display. 3 and 4 of Psalter 236. Thank you. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.